I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to
The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
Well, Terry, once again, our old friend the groundhog didn't see a shadow. And you know what that means.
Yes, 7 years of bad luck.
No. It means spring is just around the corner.
Oh, thank God.
It's neat. It'll be fun.
Good times.
I'm looking forward to spring. Good times.
Good times.
Yeah. Well, Terry, spring evokes so many gustatorial goodies. Like lettuce.
Yeah, baby lettuce.
Yeah. And hearts of lettuce. Gosh, my notes for the show are kind of lean.
Yeah, we really shouldn't have rocked out so hard last night at the Cashew Festival.
It was nuts.
Good afternoon. This is Mary Tweet, and that was not Arkansas Cooks, was it? No.
What?
That was Saturday Night Live. We're way off of that.
I saw those guys in the other room, didn't I?
No, you did not.
Good times.
Good times. You know, my brother has accused me of sounding like that. He'll you know, he's like my critic, and he'll say, that was a little like a Delicious Dish.
Hey, can I do an introduction?
Sure.
Because this is kind of special, and you need one.
Well, thank you, Neil Moore.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, live from KUAR, it's Arkansas Cooks with Mary Tweet.
Thank you, Neil Moore. Now, I if you heard our earlier pledge that we were doing, we are doing a pledge drive today. It's for equipment at KUAR because it's a happy birthday. It is 40 years old at KUAR. You know, Arkansas Cooks is 10 years old. And I know it doesn't seem like
Shut
it
does.
It is.
You don't say.
And one of the reasons that I'm on the air is because Neil Moore said, yeah, go for it. I think it's a great idea. Go talk to Ben Fry. And, you know, I talked to him and he kind of looked at me like, are you kidding me? But here we are 10 years later.
Yeah, and then little did you know that you were ahead of your time because after that, like, the Food Network exploded.
Well, the Food Network had always been there.
Yeah, but it's exploded. I mean, since
I don't think I had anything to do with that, but thank you, Neil.
I was kind of trying to link you together.
I know, aren't you this sweet? But we do have a goal of raising money, so we do want you to call 569-8485 or 1-800-952-2528. The fun thing that we're going to do is that we're going to be on live for an entire hour, and the guests that we have today are people right here from the radio station. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Nathan Vandiver that's going to be coming in with his family recipe. And the pancake he made is right behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Made us a pancake.
Well, I'm going to be in charge of sampling and then telling you what I think of the food.
Oh, good. Neil Moore.
Because I am an expert on that.
Yes, and thank God for Karen, who's going to produce for me today. Travis Hill, he produces for me on the side, and I have to thank him. But we'll... Karen's going to be helping us get people in and out. She's going to be helping us move things around.
We even have Michael Hiplin at the board.
I know. I feel very fortunate.
Kind of the A team coming in here today.
I love it.
569-8485. Show Mary that you love her and call in your pledge.
Oh, that's sweet. I hope people do show us that. And we, you know, we do have a lot of fun things lined up. We've got a lot of food. I made two pies. And so we're going to have Nathan come in and talk about his pancake, and we're going to have fun food music like this coming up right here.
That's right.
If you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay to use admission if you're the cook or the waiter or the good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry, it was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We thought we could use a little something to eat, so we stopped in at a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, come in please. Before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking.
And this is Mary Tweet, We are back with Arkansas Cooks. We have a special Arkansas Cooks edition because I've got really special guests with us today. Nathan Vandiver is here, and he's sharing a family recipe with us, and he's brought his lovely wife. So, Nathan, introduce your lovely wife and your cute little sweet son.
Well, I'm here with Julie Pitt, and this is our seven-month-old Henry. And
very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet. And tell us about your pup pancake.
So it's we call it a Dutch baby, and it's basically like a pancake, and it puffs up as you bake it, and it kind of settles back down after a little bit, as you can see. But it's delicious, and it's really easy to make, and it's a lot of fun to eat with friends.
And you know what's so cool about this? I love this recipe because I make these, and I love that you make them in a big cast iron skillet.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, cast iron skillets, this one looks very seasoned. It looks like it might have been a family one. Is that true?
No. But it gets a lot of use.
It obviously
yeah,
does. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a lot cleaner than my.
You don't wash cast iron. Now, you know that.
Ever. I don't wash anything.
Okay, well.
Smells amazing.
It does smell amazing. So tell us about what you're going to put on it, because I think you're going to dress it up here a little bit.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Well, there's two ways to eat it. We usually just eat it with maple syrup, but the traditional way that I am told and we do sometimes is with a lemon and powdered sugar.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. I love it. Now, Julie, are you the cook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Nathan was so nervous. He was like, I don't really cook. Do not ask me any questions about food.
He has made a Dutch baby before.
I think
it's that easy.
It is.
And I think this recipe, you warm up the pan in the oven, and you make your batter, and then you pour it in, and it puffs way up on the sides.
Yes.
So that when you bring it out, it's very impressive.
It's very spectacular when it first comes out of the oven, and now it doesn't look so spectacular anymore.
So go ahead. Dress it up.
Well, let's do it. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, Neil is, she's starting to slobber.
I need a bite. That's okay. The bad thing about radio is you can't smell it or see it, but just take my word for it.
But, you know, people do tell me that they get hungry when they
oh. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you put it on there before you're going to dish it up?
Yeah. So I'm just cutting it up
I
right
do.
Now.
You know, the beautiful thing about this, the beautiful thing about this, here, I'll get it. I got it. We're just using this as a cutting board today. This is not a kitchen.
Yeah, but, we need a kitchen.
We totally, yeah. I totally would love that.
Public radio.
There's another one. Now, here's. I show you a trick too. If you squeeze this way, you won't get seeds on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Wow,
that's amazing.
That's actually a Rachel Ray
Thank
trick.
You so.
I know, don't you know? Here, go ahead, and then you're gonna put a little powdered sugar on it too.
Yeah.
Here,
let me taste it.
Oh, I know. I'll force you.
Okay, I'm gonna.
This is good.
All right.
Look at your sweet little boy. He's watching every move you make.
What's up, cowboy?
There he goes. It's still warm, too.
Oh, right, yummy. Boy. Wow.
That's good. You know what I love about them? They're so nice and thin, but they've got that nice little crust around the top. Mm-hmm. And this is good with fruit in it. It's good with...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's, if you can make... Really, you know, if you take... You like maple syrup on these?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you just saute a little fruit with maple syrup, maybe a little butter, like raspberries or blueberries, they soften up and the juice comes out and you pour that over it.
Ooh, yummy. That does sound good.
Oh, it's yummy. Mm. Here you go. You want a piece? Can he have a piece? He's maybe cheating.
No.
It kind of has a...
He's not up
kinda
to
almost
that yet.
Like a funnel cake-ish kind of taste.
Uh-huh. Mm. Almost. Yeah.
But it's really... And then it's got... You can taste that pan... it's really
the lemon
good.
And
it's
the
like a fried pancake.
Yeah.
It's not fried, though. It's baked.
It does have a lot of butter in it, though.
Well, there you go.
What's wrong with that?
You want something to be good, might put butter or bacon in it.
I love all these people looking in and they're drooling.
They can have a piece in a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll let you have a little bit.
We will share.
Well, I will tell you that it's things like this that when he grows up, he'll remember this,
yeah.
Right? Is that kind of the journey behind it?
Definitely. And like I was saying earlier, it's that... A lot of fun to make with friends, and it's definitely the memories we'll build, you know, as he grows.
Well, we just found the one downside of this dish.
What's that?
You get powdered sugar all over your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Surprise.
Well, eat it with a fork.
Kind of like funnel cakes, yeah.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun, and... Your
oh, no
son
problem.
Obviously wants to pick up.
Yeah,
everything.
He wants to spread this all over the room. So.
There you go. There you go. Well, this was fun. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
And if
Thank
you're
you.
Out in the KUAR area, stop by and have a snack. You can even have some
Well,
the Vandiver's
Pancakes probably long gone.
It's going to go pretty quick. And, you know, tune in, and Nathan's on how often?
Basically every day afternoon of the week, all things considered, 4 to 6:30.
He's doing the drive time, all things considered. So you can hear him every afternoon, and there's the sound of his son.
Yeah. He's sputtering.
Yeah, he's getting a little less bashful.
Thank you so much, Nathan.
Thank you.
Then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, it's quiet as a mouse. But on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay to use admission if you're the cook or the waiter or the good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry, it was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shoving till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We thought we could use a little something to eat, so we stopped and had a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and opened.
We're back. I am Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks Live on the Air. I'm here with my very good friend Neil Moore. And we're eating pancakes.
That was amazing.
That was good.
The Vandiver family brought in pancakes, and we put sugar and lemon on them, and wow, those were good.
All sorts of good things. You know, it's funny because when I first started this, I think Ben thought I was insane and thought, how will people listen to, you know, food? You got to see food. But, you know, what I've discovered is that you can, you know, really listen and get hungry, and it sounds good, and people will go.
Well, and it's, you know, on many of your shows, you'll have chefs and other food authorities, and that's when it's really fun, is when they kind of start getting passionate about what they do and what they cook and how they cook it. And
well, and people are connected to food in a way that is family. It's, you know, it's all about family. It's about what my mom did, what my grandma did. And if you have those memories, please call them in today, 569-8485. Tell us your favorite restaurant, your favorite recipe. We're going to have all these recipes on the new website, which is really exciting. So you can go to KUAR.org. You can donate.
So this is today. A new website for Arkansas Cooks.
It's a new website for KUAR.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have them on that KUAR website.
Awesome.
I do have a website.
Oh, no, you do. I didn't know if you were going to do
Arkansas
a new
Cooks.
One.
Okay. I'll probably add them there as well.
And Karen's probably been very involved with the new website, I would guess.
We link.
We need to thank Deanne and Jesse Hubbard from North Little Rock, Jane Dollenberg and Richard Ainsworth out of Maumelle, my hometown.
And Val and Dick Carr from Little Rock, and Mary Lou Brody from Little Rock as well.
And if you've just tuned in, we're having a one-day fundraising effort to try to replace some of the old equipment around here to give us a better sound. And we're coming to you live. It's the first Arkansas Cooks Live with Mary Tweet.
Yeah, and I want to thank Neil Moore, too, for giving us all this great food music today. I'm sure you're going to hear it in the future. But he went out on a limb. Actually, he went out on his internet, probably, and got a bunch of great music. And I really appreciate all the food music today.
Well, it's not often you're going to hear Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Good times.
On the radio.
Good
times. That's right, Craig. How can you be part of it? By calling us at 569-8485. We'd love to read your name over the air. We'd love to have your comment about food, because this is Mary's show, Arkansas Cooks. And, you know, I talk to people all the time. They just say, you know, oh, I listen to Arkansas Cooks every week. And I know that butters your bread.
Well, it does. And coming up is David Miller with Swinging Down the Lane, so stay tuned.
I like bread and butter.
He likes toast and jam.
This is Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. We are back, and we are also swinging down the lane with David Miller. David, it's so good for you to be here today.
Thank you. You know, this is normally my day off, but it's good to come in and be part of the celebration.
Well, and if you don't know Dave Miller, he does a beautiful show called Swinging Down the Lane, which is all about great big band music.
How long have you done that show, Dr. Miller?
Coming up on 30 years.
Wow.
In September, it'll be 30 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I started out really just doing it as, well, oh, sure, I'll do this for a while until I run out of music.
And but what night are you on KUAR?
Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on KUAR.
If you don't listen, you should. I mean, it's just wonderful music and great commentary by, to me, a world-renowned expert on that era.
I like to think it's music history. People say, oh, you're a DJ. Well, yeah, but... But really, it's music history.
It is. It's, and you know, you're syndicated in 40 other markets.
That's right.
So yes, that is all over all of the United States.
Did your chauffeur bring you today, or did you drive?
I drove.
Did
yes,
you?
Yes. I wanted to find out the feel of actually getting behind the wheel myself.
That is so pedestrian of you, Dave.
Now, tell us what you brought today, because you are not only a music historian, you're a chef.
Well, I want to explain that my mother...
Yeah.
My mother used to, you know, when ladies got together to play bridge or mahjong, they'd say, well, we have to have refreshments. And my mother would get in the kitchen and she'd do all kinds of marvelous things to the point where the other women didn't want to do it anymore. And so she got into the catering business, so to speak.
Wow.
And she didn't charge them anything. And then they thought, well, this is pretty good. And I have a friend in the next town. Could you make 100 canopies for her? And that's when Mother got a little smart on it. And she said, I'm going to have to charge.
Yeah, I hope
so. Yeah.
Free caterer.
She charged $4 per 100.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Now, she couldn't do all of this by herself, but fortunately she had four children, one of whom is here in the studio today.
I am so glad.
And I learned, I watched, and that's how I learned how to make things.
Well, tell us what you've got.
I have four of the specialties. One of them is a pinwheel, and the ingredients are a gherkin, pickles, the
I
little ones that you can
well,
get
we tried
in the jar.
The other one, the cream cheese.
And,
oh, it's good.
Roquefort cheese, Roca cheese, the spreadable kind, or pimento, and then rolled up in bread. And the bread has to be horizontal, not cut this way.
Ah, so you have to cut it long ways. Right.
Yes, but wonderful for the people who live in Little Rock, in the Heights, there's a place called Silvex European Bakery.
And
they make a full loaf, and they will slice it for you on the spot.
There you have
this
it.
This way, horizontally. And so this is also a nut ball.
I want to taste.
You are a nut ball.
Yes,
this is for you.
I happen to bring two of each.
Thank you so much.
Here.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so easy to make.
So
it's
good.
Cream cheese.
You just take cream cheese, form it into balls, let it soften a bit, form it into a ball, take walnuts, chop them very finely, and then roll the ball around in the walnuts until it won't take any more nuts. And you've got it. That's it.
I feel like I'm ready to play bridge.
Chill.
Yeah. I need a glass of white wine. Those are delicious.
And so you still make these?
Well, I make them once a decade, and this just happens to be the day.
Oh, right. Now, what is this
one? Now, this I make quite frequently. This is watercress and cream cheese again.
And on a little toast point.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, actually, that's not toasted, but it could very well be.
We had one of those earlier.
You know, people see watercress in the store, and they what do you do with it? Well, here's what you do with it.
You mix it
with
cream
cheese. Home, and you chop it up real fine, and then you add the cream cheese and mix them up, and then slather
it
on.
You're done.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll eat the other one.
Okay.
And, I'm so glad he had to twist your arm on that one.
Now, I said slather. That was my younger sister's job.
To slather? Mm.
She slathered. And I learned just this past week when I was checking with her on the recipes that she got paid. See, all I got out of it.
Oh, wow.
I only got the ends of the loaf. They still tasted good, but they didn't look so good. She got paid 2 cents? No, 5 cents an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Well above the minimum wage.
The truth comes out. You are not mother's favorite.
That's it. So that's what I brought today.
That's awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Let's put the recipes up on the website.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
We're
going to
put the recipes up on the website.
What a lot of people don't know is even though Doc Miller is famous for his show, he kind of got the research business in Arkansas started, and that's where I first met him many years ago when he had a research firm.
I did have a research firm called, cleverly enough, Miller Research.
That's right. And he was the best in the state and regionally and really made a name for himself.
But thank you, Neil.
I think what you're doing now is probably more fun.
It's a lot more fun.
So you just like hang around and drink wine all week and listen to music, or?
Is that what I... You know, that's the strange thing. People come to my home where my studio is, and they expect to hear wall-to-wall music. Actually, it's very quiet there until I produce my program.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll be back with more Arkansas Cooks right after this.
Sugar plum, sweet as it comes, as it comes. Like little Jack Horner standing in the corner, in his cherry pie. Lord, only I didn't put in a thumb and pull out a plum. So I guess I'm not as great as he. But no. Give me some.
So we're back with Mary Tweet in Arkansas Cooks. Thank you so much for listening. And we have one of our open house guests out here, Bart Barlagee, the young Bart Barlagee.
Yes.
The not Dr. Bart Barlagee.
Correct.
Who is also a foodie.
I am a foodie. I was out here checking out the open house and got invited to come out here and talk a little bit about my new restaurant that I'm opening up. Called the Fold Taqueria.
The Fold, which means folding up a taco.
Folding up a taco, yeah.
And where's that going to be, Bart?
It's located down on Rebsman Road, bottom of Old Cantrell Hill, down there by Pizza Cafe, where Union used to be, and 3501 Old Cantrell.
It's kind of behind Loca Luna.
Yeah, door, yeah, right, yeah. It's that old Alltel gas station. Yeah. They used to service their trucks there a long time ago.
Well, fantastic.
I've seen that. They've been remodeling it forever.
For a long time,
So if we walked in, what's a typical menu going to look like?
The menu's going to be pretty simple. It's just going to be about 8 to 10 tacos. Very, very basic, but very traditional. Several different salsas. We'll be open in the morning for breakfast tacos.
And
really great coffee. Lunch, and then a dinner slash bar crowd at night. We'll have a full bar so the adults can have some alcoholic beverages
some
if they
cerveza.
Would like.
Even a margarita.
Absolutely.
So it's like a good place for upcoming Arkansas cooks.
It sounds like a great place. Now, I like the simplicity of it, too.
Yeah.
Because it does sound like you're just keeping it simple.
Yeah, we are. This is a newer venture for me, so I'm trying to not overwhelm myself, and I don't know, when I go into a restaurant and there's too much on a menu, I kind of get overwhelmed, and I just wanted to keep it really simple so people can come in, and it is what it is. You get what you get, and people hopefully will really enjoy it.
So you're looking at traditional tacos, both hard and soft shell tacos?
Most of them are going to be
soft shell. And then you're looking at like traditional with chorizos and...
Correct.
Ground beef,
all,
chicken.
Much organic stuff as we can, locally grown produce, and trying to keep everything really fresh and delicious.
And what's the time frame you're thinking about?
We hope to be opened up sometime mid-April, so right around the corner.
Great.
It's been a long time coming for us. We've been, construction takes longer than when we originally expected, but
always,
yeah, of course.
So where can we find out more? It'll be on, I guess you'll have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll have a Facebook page, and we're getting together a website right now. We don't actually have our web address down, but we'll definitely let you know.
But we can go on
Google the fold.
The fold, yes, yeah.
So bring it in the fold.
Bring it in the fold, exactly.
I like
kind
it.
Of a people can all come in and talk and socialize and have good food and good drinks.
Feel all curled up and folded in. And
what about the side dishes? I mean, I know you're going to have the tacos, and what do you?
We'll have some traditional side dishes. We're also going to have we'll have some beans and rice and that sort of stuff. But again, we're really trying to keep it really simple and minimalistic.
Great.
They just reminded me to pimp the phone number. I mean, say the phone number 569-8485, because we are here raising money to try to help. As Bart knows, equipment's really expensive.
Especially
when you're putting a kitchen in or running a radio station.
True. Absolutely.
Those are both expensive. So give us a call, 569-8485.
Or 1-800-952-2528 or at the web, KUAR.org. Thank you, Bart.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to coming out.
Please do.
We'll do. Yeah.
All right.
We'll do.
The fold. Coming soon.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
See you real soon.
Thank you, Mickey. No, this is Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks, and that was the hot dog song. I do love a hot dog. You know, I do miss Mike from Hot Dog Mike's.
Oh, yeah.
He just moved away, but he was one of my favorites. Now, speaking of Mexican food, if you have ever called up to the radio station, you talked to a lovely woman named Jessica Kuhn, and Jessica has made us some salsa. And Jessica, this is your family recipe?
Yes, this is my mom's recipe.
So tell us how she came up with it.
Well, experimentation mostly. It was most my every year my mom does a Christmas Eve party with the entire family, and so we usually have a whole bunch of chips, dips, salsas, different things like that. And so she was tired of buying salsas and getting different inconsistencies, basically. And so she wanted to make her own and have it be consistent. So she came up with this recipe.
Well, it is fantastic. And you can, it's also very pretty to look at because you can see all the cilantro in it and the peppers.
And it's got kind of a heavy dose of cilantro, which I like.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. I've found that people are either cilantro lovers or haters.
Mm-hmm. And pretty bell peppers, the yellow bell peppers.
Yes. Like. So what is the basic recipe?
Well, it's actually a pretty simple recipe. It's for the most part, it's you listed off most of the ingredients. It's tomatoes, salt, garlic, jalapeno, all pulsed together in the food processor. And then, I don't have the recipe right here in front of me.
That's okay, but it's, you can tell. Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever use fresh tomatoes, or is it mostly canned?
Mostly canned.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We have used fresh before in the past, though.
Yeah, and I was telling Jessica, I like my salsa to bite back.
Mm-hmm. You like a little bit more jalapeno?
I do. I like it. So all you'd have to do is just increase the jalapenos.
Yes, that'd be all you need to do is increase the jalapeno.
Plus, if you put jalapenos in it, children won't eat it, and you get all of it.
Oh, there's your ploy.
Well, of course.
You can also add a little cayenne. Cayenne is a nice pepper, but it's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So it can increase it without,
Right. Well, let's remind them, 569-8485. Jessica works here at the station, so she knows they need some new stuff.
Exactly.
To help get to have a better signal and probably some other internal stuff that nobody will ever know except them. 569-8485 or on the web at KUAR.org.
And let us also thank a few people while Jessica's here. Kevin Tennell of Little Rock, Dennis and Diane Holtzauer, and Ruth and Joe Weinstein from Marshall, and Sydney Rayfon and Evan Brown, who I love. Sydney is a great friend at UMS, and she says, thanks to her show on The Big Orange. She must love The Big Orange.
I guess, and you know, he's put in another play, what, Local Lime?
Local Lime, and Local Lime is fantastic. It's also a taqueria kind of.
Have you got a show in Local Lime?
Not yet, and I talked to Ben, who's out there, who said, you've got to come out. So I'll probably do that one. Oh. They're also going to have a Big Orange in the Midtown Shopping Center.
That's what I heard.
So happy. Yeah, it'll be good.
You need to start more rumors.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. I know the rumor's true because I started it.
That's right. So 569-8485, you can call in now or 1-800-952-2528, as well as KUAR.org. Thank you all for calling in. And thank you, Jessica, for making this salsa for us today.
Yeah, do you ever put it in jars and give it out to family members?
We ought to.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
There's a rumor.
Yeah. Coming soon to a...
A deli near you.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Whenever I'm out wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen, where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye. Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket and a Navajo wool. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place. Now folks come by around evening time, as soon as the sun goes down. Some drop in from right next door and some from out of town.
Pick it.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket and a Navajo wool. There's popcorn in the popper and a porter in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place. Now they don't allow no frowns inside, leave them by the door. There's apple brandy by the keg
and sawdust on the floor.
So if you've got a hankering, I'll tell you where to go. Just look for the busted neon sign that flashes
E-A-O's.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot. There's a pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's sausage in the morning and a party every night. There's a nurse on duty if you don't feel right. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
And now we're eating at KUAR. Yes, we
that
are.
That is right.
And Arkansas Cooks is here. This is Mary Tweed. I'm with my dear friend, Neil Moore. And Neil Moore is just reaping the benefits today.
I am. I'm loving these samples. And there's always something cooking at Arkansas Cooks.
Yes, there is.
That soundtrack, that movie, that music was from the wonderfully funny movie A Mighty Wind, directed by Christopher Guest.
I love Christopher Guest. I'm a huge Christopher Guest fan, and that was a funny movie. I'm a huge Waiting for Guffman fan.
Ah, me too.
Yeah.
Me
so,
too.
Now, normally we would be off the air right now, and you would be watching or listening to Says You. It's back next week, I promise. They actually had to take a hiatus this week, so I'm filling in. So that's what's happening this week.
And that's her story.
And that's my story,
and I'm
sticking to it.
Well, because this is a special day.
It is. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to KUAR, 40 years of broadcasting good stuff over the airways. And the first live broadcast of Arkansas Cooks.
It is indeed. We are here live in the studio. I cannot tell you how many people still think I do it live.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't record. I mean, they said, oh, I thought you were in Las Vegas. I interviewed Brian Deloney one time, who was home and he was working at Delmonico's in Las Vegas, and a friend of mine saw me and said, "You're supposed to be in Las Vegas. I just heard you on the radio." I said, "Well, it was recorded and I taped it here." So.
Well, just for those of you who don't know, Mary schleps around a little recorder and goes out all over the place.
Everywhere.
And interviews people.
Yep.
Then she brings the raw tape, or raw digits, I guess.
Yes,
they're recording.
Digital now.
And her friend Travis Hill takes it, puts it together. And
does a great job.
Cuts it down to 30 minutes. Because usually, how long are your shows usually?
30.
When in the raw form before you go in.
27.
I mean, before you edit?
Oh, before I edit, no.
Like a couple of hours,
yeah.
Aren't they? Yeah. So you have to cut it down to under 30 minutes.
I do. And, you know, I like to tape straight through.
Yeah.
I like that kind of feeling that you're right there. So it's very rare that I do a lot of cutting.
Well, since it's all about Mary and Arkansas Cooks today, what is...
And technology.
If you don't mind saying, what has been your favorite Arkansas Cooks you've ever done that just blew your mind and just was the most fun?
I can't remember the one that's probably blown my mind, although, Kent Walker making his own cheese.
Mm.
That one.
I remember that one.
It was crazy. I could not believe he was making cheese. And so he does that for a living. And then I also loved interviewing J.D. McClard at McClard's Barbecue. He was so much fun, and he showed me like crazy money he collected that John Dillinger had shot in. It was crazy. I loved him.
Well, if you love Arkansas Cooks, give us a call right now to show your support of how much you love Arkansas Cooks, 569-8485, because it does take equipment to get this stuff, you know, through the microphones and out the wire and through the telephone poles and to the tower and into your car. So, and you know, stuff gets outdated, so we need to update it. 569-8485 or on the web at KUAR. We've got phone volunteers hanging around. And if you're here, if you're down on the KUAR, the UALR campus, KUAR area, stop by, say howdy to us. We got snacks, we got beverages,
we got pie.
And I think Flap's in the house if you want to meet Flap.
She is indeed.
And she is, you know. I love her show.
I do too. Not necessarily Nashville.
I can't wait till 7 o'clock. I mean, you get what a great 3 hours or 3 hours of radio.
Yeah, she
does. You got Prairie Home Companion for 2 hours, followed by her.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Hey, and I will tell you this: my mom's coming up. We're going to talk about my Tweet Cookbook, and for $125, I'll get you one of those, and for $200, I'll get you an Arkansas Cooks apron as well. So call 569-8485 or 1-800-952-2528 or on the web kuar.org. We're fitting. Hey, hold on to your fork.
Mama Beverly's coming, ain't you?
We got pie.
Mark and Christina Myers, thank you for calling in from Little Rock. And I think we're going to be doing on and off pledging, you know, solicitations the rest of the day. So you don't have to do it right now. We would certainly appreciate it as a personal vote for the, you know, validity of Mary's existence. But it is every time you do one of these at KUAR, it's always reaffirming that it has a great place in the community and that people really do support it. And, you know, we do a lot of local programming. We'll talk about that at another time. But, you know, Arkansas Cooks is a great example of the kinds of innovative things that we're doing here at KUAR. 569-8485.
Hey, Bobby.
Give us a call.
Why do you like soul food? Because it makes me happy.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
And we are back, and I'm eating pie. This is Mary Tweet with Arkansas Cooks. And I'm here with Neil Moore, who really, I feel like, kind of got me my kickstart. And he's eating pie. And I'm here with also with my mom, Bev Tweet.
Hi.
And Bev and I put together a cookbook called the Tweet Family Cookbook in 2000 and...
Oh, goodness, I've forgotten.
I know, I can't even see it. I was...
Several years ago.
It was 2009, maybe? 10? 9? No, it's been more than that.
It's been more than that.
I don't even think...
Here, let me look.
You go look. But, you know, we put together recipes from our family, and it was really totally selfish. I wanted all the recipes that I love in one book, and so I got them. And 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, it took us from September 11th, actually, of 2006, all the way through.
1 year, it did, exactly.
And it took us an instant.
I think we got our books back that October.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. Actually, it was in November. It was really close to Christmas, remember?
Yeah.
And so we put together these cookbooks, and I think it was one of the greatest years of my life, really.
It was fun. It was a lot of work, but it was fun and well worth it.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask both of you questions. I can do the interviewing here since I have the two authors. You know, I was telling Mary, I was actually flipping through it the other night and gained a couple of pounds just looking at it. But, you know, it says here, you know, you had five generations of wonderful Tweet cooks. That must have been kind of special for mother-daughter to kind of go through
very
the history
special.
And talk
yes.
about different relatives and aunts and grandmas.
And they sent us recipes. So that's how we...
Yes.
Did they get a book?
Yeah, they got
one.
Well,
that's nice.
Oh, yes.
That'll be $10. I know how you girls operate.
We started with Mary's great-grandparents and all of their children, grandchildren, so on. Yeah. Run down to five generations.
Let's talk about this pie. What are we eating, Mama?
So that's Mary's recipe.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Oh, that's yours. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's called coconut chest pie, and I got it from Mildred Wright in Bethel, Arkansas, because I went to a funeral, and it's a funeral pie. So always the best
food. Great food at funerals. Yeah.
And so I was eating this pie, and I said, oh, this is the best pie. And my Aunt Phyllis said, well, Miss Wright made that. And so I went over to thank her, and I said, Miss Wright, this was a lovely pie. Thank you so much. And she said, well, that's the easiest old pie. You just take a cup and a fourth. I said, wait a minute. And I ran into the Sunday school room because I didn't have any paper on me. I got some paper and a crayon, and I took this recipe down, and I made it ever since.
And we're going to post this recipe
on
the website. So.
Yeah, it's an easy pie to make. It makes two pies.
Well, it makes one pie, but I usually make two.
Oh, that's what it is.
Just because you got one in the oven, you might as well get one to send home with your friend.
Let me ask you another question, the mother-daughter team. Now, growing up, was Mama a good cook?
I mean, Mama was a great cook. Mama is still a great cook.
And you still cook a lot?
I do. In fact, Mary tells me I cook too much.
It doesn't. I mean, like every other day she'll say, I made a big pot of soup, or I made two pots of soup. Come get some.
When the family knows that Beverly's going to make blank, they say, oh, my God.
Well, I'm trying to
think. What's her big specialty?
Well, she always makes we always make a big Thanksgiving. And she does.
We do that together.
She does amazing... even though my husband says, you know, she's born in the South, she's been a really good cook because she makes Yankee stuffing and she makes Southern cornbread.
But you were not born in the South, were you?
No, I was born in Iowa.
But if she had been, she'd been really good.
I was going to say Midwestern, definitely.
Yeah.
You ain't from around here, are you?
I'm not. I'm almost now. I do everything but eat greens.
And you don't eat greens?
I don't eat
greens. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I do.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. And I like, but you like spinach. And
I do.
You like some greens.
Yeah. I even like collard greens. It's one of my favorites.
Well, you know, it depends on how they're cooked.
Yeah, they have to be seasoned right.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, but, you know, this is kind of what people ask me all the time. Aren't you a professional cook? I said, no, I'm not. But I learned how to cook from my mom.
I am a professional eater.
People like that.
Oh, yeah. 569-8485 is the number you can call to help us raise a little money today. We don't want a lot. We just want a little from everybody to help replace some of the outdated equipment. You know, we're holding some stuff in there together with gum and duct tape, so we really need to get some new equipment put in so we can continue to sound good, have a good signal, and you'll enjoy it on your end. And so give us a call. Oh, excuse me.
Choking on pie.
I've got coconut.
569-8485. And I will tell you this. I've got one pie that's not cut, and if you call right now and give us $500, you'll get an apron. apron, a cookbook, and a coconut chest pie that I made.
Fresh baked.
Fresh baked today.
Oh, man, drop by and pick it up. Well, hey, come on by to 2 o'clock and have a snack.
That's right. I'll deliver if it's in the Little Rock area. All right, we're back. This is Mary Tweet, and I'm here with Ray Miller, Neil Moore sneaking in. And let me tell you, I just opened up Ray's Cake. Ray Miller is the host of...
Ray Moore.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Ray Moore. That's not unusual. Ray Moore is the host of...
Notes on Music. Yes.
Oh, wow, are we kin?
Could be.
Oh, you could be. This is Mary Moore and Moore. I like this.
That sounds great.
I'll do the cutting.
But Ray, this cake smells divine.
Oh, wow.
Well.
And the whole room smells beautiful.
Ray didn't get a piece. He said no.
Well, it's rum cake, so it's dangerous.
Oh, wow. Here, you talk.
Okay. Keep
going.
Well, I hope it tastes good.
Tell us about it.
Pass the rum out first, and then...
just going to cut a little sliver.
Eating the cake. Well, it's a rum cake that is... decadently delicious, I think. Mm.
I have the recipe
here for you, and I don't know if you want me to read through it or.
I love it. Talk about it.
Well,
why do you make this cake?
Prior to joining the faculty here at UALR some years ago, music faculty, I was director of choral activities at the University of Houston for quite a few years. And also directed what's called the Bay Area Chorus, which is a auditioned amateur community chorus that's based down in the NASA area, just south of Houston. And, of course, wonderful people there, and I would get so tickled that this fellow who would raise his hand and say, "Now tell me again how that rhythm goes." And he was a physicist working at NASA, and, you know, a lot of smart people, which was a real gas to conduct. But at any rate, the president of the group one year was Helen Flagg, and I got to know her and her husband, Hank, who was a lawyer for NASA, and one thing led to another, and she introduced me to her rum cake recipe, and the rum cake itself, of course. So that stuck in my mind, and when I heard that you were going to be introducing some new recipes, perhaps, I entered this, and
this is a good one.
Is it good?
Is wonderful. Mm-hmm.
It's just
you can taste just a hint of rum,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of good butter.
Uh huh.
Oh, it has. It's very time intensive to make, but I think that the rewards are excellent.
Well, and so like I said, it's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. You made it in a beautiful decorative, like a bundt pan.
Bundt cake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a half a cup of dark rum, so I guess if you wanted to crank that up, you could crank it up a little.
Well, it has half a cup
in the cake, but it also has it on the glaze.
Oh, it's both.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's double duty.
I hope I can drive home.
I think you can.
Yeah, probably.
Well, putting on the glaze is lots of fun. You have to very slowly put it on and let it sit for a while and soak into the cake. And then you have to come back around, put some more glaze on, let it soak in, come back around, put some more glaze.
Kind of just like what you do every night. Put it a little bit in, let it soak in.
Well, let me ask, since I've got two cooking-type people, you know, I've always been fascinated by bundt cakes. What do you have to do to make sure that you know, fills the pan up and rises right, or is it just... Is it just the magic of the pan?
Well, this is a batter. So this batter, I'm sure, the key is to flour and grease
right.
it and flour your pan really,
flour.
Really well.
Yeah, but I mean, this, like you said, this has a nice
decorative.
Well, this
pattern was in the pan, I'm sure.
But how do you make sure that gets out without just, like Mary said, flour, make sure it'll
You just have to be sure that there's a nonstick surface that you pour the batter into.
Yeah.
Right.
So it comes out easily.
It is pretty.
Well, Dr. Moore, are you still on the – I mean, are you still active professor?
No, I'm retired. I'm professor emeritus now.
All right.
And enjoying my retirement.
And your teaching was in choral.
Yes, that's right.
And you're still doing notes on music.
Still doing notes on music.
And your book is called High Notes and Low Notes.
High Notes and Low.
High Notes and Low.
Subtitled 300 and a few more whimsical anecdotes about music and musicians.
I love it.
And it's simply a compilation of a number of the notes on music that I have broadcast on KLRE.
And that is fantastic.
While we have just a second, 569-8485, give us a call and help us support the great work that goes on at KUER. 40th anniversary, first live broadcast of Mary Tweet.
And Arkansas
Cooks.
Dr. Ray
Moore here with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Moore.
It's been such a pleasure.
All right.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable. Dig a hole in the ground. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I try to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so embarrassed.
This is Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks, and we're wrapping up what has been a really fun hour at Arkansas Cooks live with my friend Neil Moore. We've had coconut pie, we've had rum cake, we could be in the islands.
We had salsa, we had...
so good.
Really good.
Canapes.
With canapes from the infamous Dr. Dave Miller.
I love it.
You know...
What?
You should do this every year.
I would love to do this.
Can
every
we make
year.
This an annual event, Ben?
Yeah,
where
we probably can.
We have a live broadcast.
Well,
to let
know,
the
and I'm tempted
the KUIR family bring in their favorite recipe.
I've
think it's
always
been fun.
Wanted to do a live show, like a live audience show.
Yeah,
because I think that would be just too much fun.
Oh, it would.
You know,
it would.
So we might have to do that too.
We're here on the last minutes of the first live broadcast of Arkansas Cooks, starring Mary Tweet. And the reason we're here today, it's a special day, it's 40th anniversary of the station, and we're having a one-day begathon, let's say, to help us raise money to purchase some new equipment within the station. You know, it's really not the glamour part of the business, but if you don't have good equipment, then your signal doesn't sound that
good.
And
it is public radio.
Right. And the reason we are public radio is because...
Of the public.
We belong to you.
Yeah.
You know, this is yours. You give us the money to buy the programming, and we come to you twice a year to do that. But on this one day, we're asking you to make a special gift just for equipment purchases. And, you know, if you're that interested, we can tell you what needs to be replaced.
We can.
I doubt there are that many technical people that want to know, but
you know, if you do, 569-8485. We'll be coming to you the rest of the afternoon with breaks here and there.
And call us just like Mark and Christina Myers did from Little Rock. Thank you, Mark and Christina. Sarah Smith from Little Rock. And Moloch from Hot Springs Village. The people in Hot Springs Village are really fantastic.
Yeah. And you think that's Moloch or Malk?
Malk.
M-O-L-C-K.
M-O-L-C-K.
Anyway,
Malk.
Thank you, Ann.
Malk. And Paul and Judith Johnson from Little Rock. Sean and Barbara Harper from Little Rock. And
Sean
Gary
was just in the studio.
Yes, he was. And so were Gary. So was Gary Wheeler.
Yeah.
Gary and Becky Wheeler from Little Rock.
And that's what I'm going to do. As soon as we get off the air, I'm going to go make my pledge, because you said I could have an Arkansas Cook's apron if I did.
And for $200, you can have one as well. Or for $125, a cookbook. And for $500, I throw in a pie.
You know, and if you'll give us $1,000, William Wagner will come to your home and host a children's birthday party.
I don't think he heard you.
Did you hear me, William? I said for $1,000, you would host a children's birthday party at anybody's home.
He's thrilled. Look at him jumping up and down.
He said, that is what I love to do. He'll wear a little cowboy hat and have a little miniature shepherd pony there. And Mary Tweet, is her mouth is full, so I'll talk her over.
Yes, it's
but
full of pie.
Let me just say, you know, with no humility at all, that, you know, Mary's been just a really gift to those out there who are foodies and like cooks and cooking things and you know,
all things food.
I assure you, she puts in a lot more effort than she gets back, but she loves doing it, and it's
not a high paying job.
No, it's not. But you know,
but it's fun. It's really it is really my creative outlet, and it's kind of you know, the fun thing
and
that I get
just
to do.
Do such a good job of it, and I'm sure you get a lot of free meals out of it too.
There are some perks.
Some snacks, especially when they're cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
I've listened to you
snack. You know, I've done it for 10 years, and there's only been one person who's no longer in business who will remain anonymous.
Wow.
Who did not give me any. And I said, let's go into your kitchen. And he said, no, I don't think so. And I said, okay. Oh, I gave away his email. But anyway, that's okay.
Well, you know, Little Rock Central Arkansas is a huge restaurant market. I mean, there's a lot of restaurants.
It's really incredible, and people are always astonished at what they see when they come here, because the restaurant business is, people love to go out and eat in this town, and people like good food. And really, there's a little history lesson that goes way back to Jacques and Suzanne's coming here and bringing in a lot of chefs from all over, and all those people are still here, so... You know, that is a rich history right here in Little Rock, in Central Arkansas, anyway.
So, what's coming up next? Is it Wait, Don't Tell Me? That's coming up right after this show. And, you know, I love Saturdays, because it's Wait, Don't Tell Me. I think a repeat of This American Life, or in the Today. A Prairie Home Companion, Flap.
Not just necessarily Nashville.
Yeah,
right.
Just a fun day of radio away from the, I guess, the news of the world. Sometimes that can... Get us all down.
And we want to just mention Lisa Levin, Travis Hill, my producer. Thank you, Travis.
Yay, Travis.
Sherilyn Gibbs and Fritzy Vammen from Conway. Thank you so much.
Vammen.
Yeah. Vammen.
Lisa Levin. That kind of sounded like a country music star.
Lisa Levin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Levin.
I love that. God, that's a great name.
569-8485. It's almost like Juju this morning.
We've got some good names.
569-8485. We need your pledge. We need to buy some new equipment. Like we said, it's not really the sexy part of the business, but it's necessary to keep us, you know, on the LRE side. You want to have a good sound when you listen to the music. KUAR has a lot of music, so you want it to sound good. You know, and God knows Michael Hiplin needs some sort of filter when he's on to make him sound good.
Hey, and I want to just thank everybody. I want to thank Nathan and Julie. I want to thank Jessica. I want to thank David Miller. I want to thank... Dr. Moore, and all the people that came in and talked today. You know, this is Mary Tweet reminding all you folks out there that life is way too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food and eat it with great people. People that you love, just like Neil Moore.
Well,
you can eat with me anytime.
And I'll leave this with you.
What's that?
We love Arkansas Cooks. We love Mary Tweet. And make the rest of your life the best of your life.